AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama and Cuba's Raul Castro met for about an hour yesterday at the Summit of the Americas in Panama, the first formal meeting of the two countries' leaders in more than a half century.
We agreed that we can continue to take steps forward that advance our mutual interests. We'll continue to work toward reestablishing diplomatic relations, reopening embassies in Havana and Washington, and encouraging greater contacts and commerce and exchanges between our citizens.
Some 650 people attended the funeral for Walter Scott in Somerville, South Carolina. Among them, South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn, who says the nation has to recognize...
We've got problems in this country, and we better stop pretending that we don't.
Scott was shot and killed by a white North Charleston police officer who has since been fired and arrested for the killing. There's another online video claiming to show Islamic State militants in Iraq using jackhammers, a bulldozer, and explosives to destroy the ruins of Nimrud, an ancient city dating back to 1300 BC. The group claims the ruins were a form of idolatry. Sometime later today, Hillary Rodham Clinton is expected to make an online announcement that she's running for president.
Who's going to win the election?
They chanted her name, they carried Ready for Hillary signs, and they wore stickers that said the same thing. Trudy Mason, vice chair of the New York State Democratic Committee, says there's so much enthusiasm for Hillary Clinton, the candidate.
My phone has been ringing off the hook. My cell phone, my landline. People want to get involved.
But she says they mostly want to let Clinton know.
If I can sum it up, you go, girl.
Mason says she expects to play a role in the campaign. Julie Walker, New York.
Saturday Night Live couldn't wait to poke fun at Clinton's presumed candidacy.
Citizens, you will elect me. I will be your leader.
Okay, great. Let's stop there.
This is AP Radio News. A Pennsylvania woman left her 21-year-old quadriplegic son, who has cerebral palsy, in the woods for several days and went to visit her boyfriend last week in Maryland. Philadelphia Police Lieutenant John Walkers tells KYW-TV.
You see that kid laying there, it's heartbreaking to see that another human, especially your mother, can treat someone like that when you had all the opportunities in the world to turn that kid over to your family members who wanted to care for him.
The son's school became concerned about him, called an aunt. When the mother was contacted in Maryland, Walker said she lied to the family and police, saying her son was with her. No charges have yet to be filed in the case. 21-year-old Jordan Spieth continues to break records at the Masters. His 2-under-70 yesterday puts him 16-under, the lowest 54-hole score in the tournament history. Spieth has a 4-shot lead going into today's final round. Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy are both 10 shots back. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.